Judge Nancy Margaret Russo, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. April is Second Chance Month, a process you're very familiar with the reentry docket. So how does the docket work?
The docket interrupts people's prison terms and grants them judicial release for a period of time with an intensive form of specialized supervision. And if they complete the program for reentry court successfully, the rest of their prison term is washed away.
So it's been around since 2007, more than 15 years. How did you get it started?
My name was pulled out of a hat. I was told to create it from nothing. There was no model for me to look at. It was just, okay, go figure it out. Create something. And so that's what I did. I sat down with different stakeholders and got different ideas, and then created an initial pilot with very strict parameters so I could test out how it was working. And then as we got more familiar with it and how things worked and adapted supervision for it, then we expanded it. And now we take any crime that's eligible for judicial release except for contact sex offenses. So it's a very liberal open program in the sense that you can be on your seventh prison term. It's not a first offender program. And it will take violent offenders as well.
When you were looking to put this program together, were there other jurisdictions with similar programs that you could look at how they were doing it?
No. There was really nothing to look at. It came originally from a grant through the federal government to the federal court. The federal court didn't really want to take it. They offered the money to the county. We voted to accept it, and then my name got pulled out of the hat, and I was sent on my way to go figure it out.
Have other jurisdictions followed suit since?
Yes, but none that operate quite the way we do. There are some that are certified through the Ohio Supreme Court. We opted not to get certified through the Ohio Supreme Court because it offered the ranch court judge more discretion and more leeway. It wasn't a team decision about who came in. I felt very strongly that I didn't want the reentry court to be a place where people were being traded. And I was afraid that would be a possibility if we were doing roundtable discussions of who gets in and who gets out with different stakeholders. Stakeholders were important as far as creating the parameters of how to run it and protect public safety and encourage rehabilitation. But I didn't feel that stakeholders should be involved in decision making, because ultimately it's a judge's decision whether or not to grant judicial release, and I wanted to preserve judicial discretion.
When the public hears about a reentry docket, they might ask why a court would offer this, because once a case is done, it's no longer with us. So why does the court get involved again on the back end of a sentence?
Well, the legislature created judicial release as a statutory option, so they give every court the option to grant judicial release. The difference with reentry court is it's a different form of supervision, and it's more driven to support people as opposed to just process people. And I think as years go by, what we have to remember is this is a program that has to be adaptable all the time. In my opinion, reentry court, like all court processes, should always be reviewed for improvement, change. And so as you're moving along and you're doing more work and you're getting more data, you can adapt and you can expand or you can contract depending on what is shown in your data and what's shown in your success. So it's important that judges have the ability to go back and look at somebody who's been sent to prison and has done everything really that you could ask them to do in prison, that they're really serious about making a change. They can be successful. We have the highest success rate of any I can find, 93% success rate. And we follow people for 3 years after they graduate. That's pretty high. And that's a lot of people we've returned to the community and their families that are working, paying taxes. It's families that are staying together. We're reducing the amount of repeat prison within families. It is a statistic that if a parent has been in prison, there's unfortunately a high likelihood that a child may grow up to be in prison because they haven't had any kind of parental support or they've had that separation trauma. So we're making differences that we'll never be able to measure. Some of it we can. We save on average $1 million a year for the state of Ohio in bed costs not used, and that's a very conservative number because we don't include the medical costs not paid by the state or the supervision costs not paid by the state. And the most important statistic, I think, is we've saved more than 650 years not served in prison. So that to me, I can make the moral argument or I can make the economic argument.
How is somebody referred to you, and what are your parameters for accepting?
They can be referred to us by themselves directly through filing a pro se motion for judicial release, or they can file an application. We have applications in all the prisons. And judges can opt in or out to participate. Two judges in our court don't participate, the other 32 do, which means that every day a judicial release motion is filed, whether by a lawyer or pro se, it comes into my queue as well as my processor's queue, and we start processing. And so in that sense, we're also providing a service to the judges, even if we don't accept the person, because we're providing the judges with what we call packets. And in the past, judicial release would get granted, we basically had no information. So all of us are able to make better decisions because of the work of Rancho Court.
I've known you for a long time. I know you do other forms of community outreach in prisons, locally. Tell us a little bit about those programs.
I do reentry court seminars in the prisons where our county prisoners go in the middle to low security. So I go to Richland, Lake Erie Correctional, both Graftons, sometimes Lorain Correctional, but that's become more of a processing place, Northeast. So those prisons I go to regularly giving seminars on how to apply for reentry court, what does it mean? Basically the questions you're asking me that I put on for the people that are inside. And then I also developed a program called RISE, which is Resilience, Integrity, Strength, and Ethics, which I teach voluntarily in the prisons at both Graftons and Northeast.
And what does RISE bring to the clients?
RISE is really designed to, it's open to anybody who's in those prisons, regardless of whether or not they're eligible for judicial release or reentry court. It's really designed to help them prepare for when they come home, no matter when that is or under what circumstances. Unfortunately, there's not reentry court available to everybody in the state of Ohio. It would be my dream to help that happen. I wish that could happen. But in the meantime, this is something I can do to help people get ready. Look, you're not going to be able to come through my program, perhaps, but I'm going to give you some tools to help you make a successful reintegration home. Because my goal is that if I can help anybody coming home do well and never go back, then that's the legacy that I want to leave.
So you've been doing this for about 15 years. Does it feel that long?
It does not. It does not. The thing about Rancho Court is you get a lot of applications, but our criteria is very clear, but the discretionary part about whether or not I accept somebody, it varies with every case. But then if I say yes, I also then ask the sentencing judge if they want to transfer. So then the sentencing judge can say yes or no. And I set it up that way for a reason. I don't know all the things about a case that I'm reviewing for judicial release. So I wanted to be respectful of the sentencing judges, and I wanted them to get comfortable with judicial release. So when I set up the program, I was trying to think of what can I do to make this successful with the judges? Because judicial release really wasn't granted much. And I would make a bet I've let more people out of prison than any judge in the state of Ohio. I would take that bet that I have. But it's something that you have to be very mindful of, and you have to be able to assess. So when I set the program up, I set it up so that I would do the review, and then I do an interview, and then if I accept the person, I write to the judge, and I say to the judge, do you want to transfer the person? Here's the information I have. We've accepted them to reentry court. Let me know if you want to transfer. Why transfer? Well, because the transfer then transfers jurisdiction to me. And I did that because I want to shield the judges that are choosing to participate. If something goes horribly wrong, and you always have to assume that something could go horribly wrong, you're letting people out of prison, and human beings react differently in different situations. None of us can predict the future. So I thought, well, I will take responsibility for it if something happens and protect those judges that are brave enough to participate in the program. And that's why I set it up that way. And if the judge says yes, they transfer jurisdiction through the administrative judge, and now I'm in charge of the case. I hold the judicial release hearing. I decide whether or not they get out. Sometimes I decide no, even though they've been accepted. But if they do, then I'm responsible for supervision. I'm responsible if they get a new case. And I'm responsible if something goes awry. If they say no, that's fine. I don't advocate. And then I just send the packet to that judge. And that judge could give them judicial release under their own conditions, but they don't get the benefits of reentry court.
What has it meant to you personally to oversee this docket?
I just think it's been, some days it's the only reason to get out of bed, because this building is full of tragedy and sadness and loss and people suffering, and that's hard. And I think there's very little discussion about the secondary trauma that goes on in this building with the judges and the employees, no matter what it is they're doing. And I think that's a failing of our court to not address it. And so those days are tough. Sometimes it's hard to get up and come in here because, you know, it's something awful's happened. And I say that not like I literally can't get out of bed, but it's just to underlie the psychological weight that we carry when we do this work. So reentry court is very uplifting for me. I'm seeing people just turn their lives around and rebuild their families. It's a place of hope. So for reentry court to be that, it's something that motivates me to just keep trying to make reentry court better, to expand it for other people, to go into the prisons, because I've seen real change. And I know that the public perception that people can't change isn't true. And I know the public perception that everybody that's been in prison is a bad person isn't true.
Judge Nancy Margaret Russo, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.